My name is Mary Collins. I live in Villa Park, and I'm the eldest of eight children. So my mother had nine children. My mum passed away at 9 months old, and then I got married myself and had four children. I had a few miscarriages at the beginning, but I ended up having four children. So I have three boys and one girl. And they all have children now as well, thank God. Only like two and three children each. So to remember my mother cooking, it'd be mostly doing, 7 years ago, we'd always get a boiled potato on its skin. So boiled spuds them days was like everybody had them. Maybe no matter what you'd get with them, if you had a boiled spud, you weren't going to go hungry. And cake bread and pancakes. So she always had flour to bake the bread. So she did sometimes, like if she had the fruit, she'd do the curd and bread or the brown bread or just the plain white cake bread. And tea was a very popular drink. Like you had tea with nearly everything. A cup of tea, as they called it. So they used to have a sweet can to make the tea in. And years ago when they'd be out travelling, they used to get them in the shops, like a little sweet can would be emptied and they'd give them. And they reckon the sweet can made the nicest tea that you ever could drink. So from that, you'd always remember my mother cooking, say years ago, at the fire, the campfire, and she used to have an oven. So she'd always go to the butcher's and maybe be able to afford to get like a piece of bacon. They used to call it belly bacon, but it'd be like home cured bacon at the same time. Mm. And they'd slice that and they'd fry it in the oven with the dripping and also to get from the butcher's and the cake bread. So that used to be very rememberable. And I also remember my uncle, Lord Merchant, doing the cooking the eels. He'd go and collect the eels, and he'd have four or five eels, and sometimes he'd run away roaring, screaming, oh, I think they're going to attack you. By the morning, they'd be all, my granny used to cut them, clean them, and she dipped them in the flour, and she put them in the oven. Now you'd be eating them, and you didn't even know what you were eating. But if you knew you were eating the eel, you'd be screaming. But they were very, very nice as well now. And pancakes would be a very big recipe now, save for us. Be quick done on a pancake.
Yeah.
And spuds and cabbage.
Can you tell me the recipe for the pancakes? Because I have to put that in the book. I haven't got it.
Yeah.
Because remember the day we made it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The pancake, the way my mother used to make it, was just flour. Say a bit of self-raising flour. A sup of milk and sup of water. And just keep mixing it till you get into like a yogurt base.
Yeah, and like a batter.
Yeah, batter. And kind of pour it in, that kind of leaves it thick, more like a crumpet thing feel to it. Like when you look at the crumpets now, you'd say that's the way the travellers used to make the pancakes. The young girls would make them thinner and sweeter in different ways, now we're keeping up to date, the same with the Joneses. But the older one, the older way of doing it was much nicer. And more filling and everything, very nice.
And do you do much cooking yourself these days?
I would. I do cooking probably every day for the grandchildren. And I do stews and spuds and cabbage. And I would be into a lot of the old boiling and cooking stuff like that now. So I haven't, say, done the goose till now, but I often heard my mother talking about it. But I'll try and give it a go now this Christmas. And the cake bread and the tea, that's the mostly thing I remember. And usually if there was spuds and cabbage, there was always pots of spuds and cabbage. But the nicest thing of all was in the morning for breakfast, or sometimes even for a dinner, my mother would mash all the spuds and cabbage together and she'd fry them with the bits of bacon. And that was very filling with the cake bread. So that'd be very traditional dinner. So you'd rarely get a sausage fried. It'd be mostly about bacon, like the cured bacon. So sausages would be like a treat if they were doing a coddle or something. You wouldn't have sausages every day. And you wouldn't have, it'd be mostly spuds and bread and pancakes, cake bread, spuds, cabbage, and things like that. Yeah, maybe even the bread thrown in with an onion into the with the dripping. You'd see a lot of travellers probably eating. And a boiled spud, like a boiled spud in the skin cut in half if they had a bit of butter, country butter, or like a bit of cook mate, shank or something like that was very popular in my house when I was younger. So for desserts or things, you'd always remember my mother just doing maybe custard and jelly. So there'd be custard and jelly, and there'd be maybe a bit of rice sometimes, or sago. Yeah, sago. And there'd be a lot of, say, porridge, like for children's school in the mornings, or when you would be hungry, there wouldn't be much of anything else. A pot porridge would be always done. And toast was like a little treat as well. Toast bread. Years ago we'd hold, but the if you did have sliced bread, you'd hold it up against the fire with the fork to toast it. So they'd be most of the things I'd remember. You'd never have sweets or ice creams. Or fizzy drinks or anything like that. So it'd be mostly, say, for treats that my father, Lord Merson, went to get, would be fruit. He loved it, oranges and apples and bananas. Mm. Back with them, they were a real treat.
Mm.
Fruit, and that'd be it, really. Like, apart from the traditional food that we'd get every day, you wouldn't get much biscuits or sweets or stuff like that, no way. You'd never see them. And in Christmas, you'd see the custard and jelly, and you just might see a Christmas cake. But my mother used to make the Christmas cake herself. So, that'd be it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Well done.
Or do you want more?
No, that's grand.